Now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehill Mount Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel in his first year as the head coach, but he's been an assistant there for quite a bit, coming off the NEKL title from a year ago, going 14-2 in league play, 15-4 overall. Ran into a bit of a tough challenge in the quarterfinal round last year in Substate against Silver Lake, falling in that game. But so you guys bring back a decent amount of players, you lose a good amount as well, but overall, where do you feel like the team is at?
Yeah, so last year's team was extremely athletic, extremely talented. We had a really good senior core group of players there, and returning back, we have two starters coming back, Bowden Korpalik and Luke Siebert, so we look for their experience, and then Brody Coleman, he played a lot of the game for us last year, so he's coming back, and he's going to be real important for us to continue what we had last year and try to build upon it.
Yeah, and you guys were also able to maintain some continuity over the summer as well, playing quite a few games over the summer.
Yeah, so 22 program games across our entire program. Got to go up against some local schools, got to go up against some really good competition. So that was good for us to be humbled and to see what we need to work on. And then just a good amount of kids coming in the gym, getting extra shots up with individual sessions, team camp, beginning of the summer, so really happy with the offseason work.
Absolutely. How important do you feel like it is to play that many games versus just the wide variety of teams that you guys face?
Well, you know, summer ball has changed a lot because it used to be that, you know, if you wanted to play, you played on a club team, and it's kind of evolved to where high school summer ball is becoming a pretty big deal. So I think in order to be competitive, we have to make sure that we're working as hard as we can in the summer to stay up to date with all these other schools that go do these programs and stuff. And it gives us a chance to look at different sizes, different size players, different styles of play. So there's really nothing that could go wrong with playing a lot in the summer. So that's why we try to do it.
And Coach, how difficult is it to lose the players that you do, but then don't really have that kind of padding at the beginning of the schedule with some non-league games? You're just jumping right into league play right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, we had the senior class last year. There's not enough nice things that could be said about them. Mark and Parrish and Sam Joyce, John Kinnigwaba, there's a group of them that just, they brought so much to the table. But I'm real confident in our guys, our underclassmen. You know, our JV program has been solid here for quite a while. And so I'm confident with them coming up that they have the ability. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. I'm kind of glad we get to dive right into it and see what we have.
Yeah, and you guys have a matchup against ACCHS, who you guys were able to fend off at the end of the season in the standings. What are some things that you know about this Tigers team coming into this season?
Yeah, the last year's game, the game at Effingham, it was a great game. Back and forth, kind of came down to the last second. Some weird stuff happened at the end of the game, and it happened to fall in our favor. Looking ahead, you know, their lineup's going to be a little bit mysterious for us. We don't know exactly who they're going to put out there and what their style of play is going to be. I worked with Corey for a couple of seasons, and he's a great coach, so I'm pretty confident that he's going to have his team ready to play, and they're going to play hard for him, so we got to be ready for anything.
Yeah, tough matchup right out of the gate coming up on Friday. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Morehill Mount Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel here on Locker Room Chat. It's brought to you today by Amberwell Health.